All right, so praise God from whom all blessings flow. If you look at Genesis 3, you see the fractal pattern of the earth plane, the spiritual warfare in the earth plane. As you unfold Genesis 3, you see the culmination in Revelation 18. So, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. So, Genesis 3 and Revelation 18 are saying the same thing. The only difference is it culminated to its final point in Revelation. Between Genesis 3 and really Genesis 1, because night versus day. Between Genesis 1 or Genesis 3 and Revelation 18, you actually see the stories between those two chapters or those two books just reinforcing the game that's being played. You see, when Eve is by herself, she's easily deceived. She can get into trouble easily. When Eve is by herself, she can be easily deceived. Eve is the flesh side of Adam. And so the flesh side is easily deceived. Every human being has a flesh side and a spirit side. So when you walk in the flesh, you're in deception. When you walk in the spirit, you're in truth. I got this lady in front of me. She's on the highway. She's doing 20 miles an hour. And she's going to cause a wreck. She don't even know it. She shouldn't be driving. She should not be driving. And so Eve is not allowed to be a preacher or a biblical teacher because she's easily deceived. In the New Testament, the church age, the preachers are men. In the Old Testament, the priest class were men. And if you look around you at your jobs, if there is a woman in leadership, there's always a man somewhere around supporting that leadership. And it's usually a man-made system. Not usually, it is a man-made system that the woman is functioning in. The men create the systems. And so the battle goes all the way back to Genesis 3. Her desire shall be to rule over her husband, which is an allegory or a metaphor or a symbology of the flesh trying to rule the spirit. And so that's the battle within your heart, mind, soul. Your flesh is always trying to rule the spirit. And so when you crucify the flesh, you die daily, you take up your cross, you walk in the spirit. You rise above the system in the spirit walk, men or women. So when you take up your cross, die to the old Adam, die to the old understanding, the flesh mind, and walk in the spirit, then you can rule inside the 3D. And it might just be rule your own house or rule your own body ship, or you don't have to worry about being pulled down, because it's always a battle to try to. The battle is always the flesh versus the spirit everywhere you go. Wally Cody versus Roadrunner. It's always the same battle. Dying to self and living to God. Dying to your own understanding and going by God's word, right? I promise you that everything that happened in Genesis 3 is happening now. Everything that's happening in Revelation is happening now. It just hasn't culminated. And so the prefigures, the types and shadows have always been there. And so when you read your scripture, your Bible, it's actually happening in your life. The very thing that you're reading is happening in your world. And it's always the same game, the flesh versus the spirit. Your own understanding or God and His word, God's will versus your will. And you step out of one storyline, another storyline pops up because that is the storyline. So let's say you overcome a storyline in your life and you just step out of it. Another one will pop up. Another storyline, just like the one you just left, will pop up. It'll be different characters, different people, different faces, different names, but it's still the same storyline. Because the repeat storyline, I don't care if it's David and Bathsheba, I don't care if it's Samson, Delilah, I don't care if it's King Saul and King David, I don't care if it's where Joseph thrown in the lion's den, or I don't care if it's Abraham called out of the Ur of the Chaldees. It's always going by your own understanding, the flesh mind, or going trusting God. It's walking by faith or walking by sight. I don't care what battle it was. I don't care what story it was in the Bible. It's the same storyline. Just different situations, but it's the same storyline. And this is how you can see the future events, because it's all happening now. There's nothing new. And if you can step into this understanding, then you have arrived. Because you see that the devil has no new game. Every human is playing the same game within their little storyline. You can have compassion on the human. And you can actually see the ones who have stepped into the flesh mind versus the spirit mind. And you can feel sorry for them. You don't have to yoke up with them or go into their little fake reality bubble, because it's the flesh mind is the fake reality bubble. Last month, a sister in Christ, she concluded that the self don't exist. And I concluded that like 6 months prior, because everybody's in Christ. And if you're in Christ, you were born. Jesus holds it all together. By Him, all things consist. But if you're not born again, but He's holding it all together, you're separated. You're in the you're in self. You're in delusion. So when you're in Christ by faith, when you receive Christ, you enter in by faith. God is happy with that, because He's only happy with His Son. what are the works of God? To believe on His Son whom He has sent. If you don't believe, you're separated, so you're in the self mode or the flesh. Spell it backwards. Eternally selfish. H. Self is flesh. And so you're eternally selfish. And so what happens? You're separated. Even though God, it rains on the just and the unjust, and God holds, Jesus holds it all together, but you're still separated because you're not in the body. You're eternally separate. And if you're eternally separate from God, then you're in some kind of bubble of your own making that doesn't really exist. You're in Delulu land. And that delusion that doesn't exist is contrary to everything. And so for somebody to make it outside of Christ, they have to have, doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman, to make it outside of Christ, they have to have some kind of Jezebel system set up to support their fake reality. So they have to have flying monkeys to believe that fake reality. And when you don't believe the fake reality and you step out, that spirit has to attack you because you've escaped. But because you were the sustenance, you were like the savior, you were like in between, in the middle. So the flesh creature who's outside of Christ has to have somebody to step in the middle of, between, to take the brunt of being in fake reality. Because fake reality is destruction, right? So all man-made systems will have these components, these same components. All the corporations, all the 501(c)s, all the homes, all the churches, they will have these components, and people are trying to function outside of Christ in these systems, and this is why it's going to crash and burn. This is why Babylon is just a culmination of Genesis 3, where the flesh is always trying to usurp. And a lot of people don't want to sacrifice. They want other people to sacrifice for them, but they're not willing to do the sacrifice. And so if you notice in a lot of businesses, only like 20% of the people, even in churches, only 20% of people do the work. And so when you step into these false paradigm systems that people don't even know what they're in, you're like, how do they even function? Well, they don't function unless they get on a substance or they get some flying monkeys to support the system, the fake system, because it is a fake system. If it's based on the flesh, everybody has to sacrifice. I don't care if it's a marriage, church, job, whatever. If everybody's not sacrificing, it ain't gonna work. If you don't have everybody all in sacrificing, it ain't gonna work. This is not gonna work. Period. Because one person will get burnt out and quit and leave the whole thing in just a total tizzy, disarray. Everybody's going crazy, tizzy fit, and nobody can do, everybody's being stretched and pulled in all different directions, and nobody can handle it, you know. And then the corporation, because the family's not really educated on what's going on, then the family unit breaks down and they start to get their family feeling from corporations, or get their family feelings from TikTok or something like that. And so all the family stuff breaks down because people are not meditating on what's really going on at a deeper level. And so everything breaks apart. In-laws, outlaws, families, husbands, wives, kids. It breaks apart because nobody's really thinking spiritual anymore and meditating on truth. And so it's like, it's really just like Babylon's growing and growing and growing. Everything's upside down. So Genesis 3 is here now. The deceptions. Eve ate the apple. And so Adam ate the apple. Everybody's eating the apple in delusions and believing it because they're just trying to survive or get their needs met, that God, natural, normal ways of living, and they're trying to get their needs met in ways that were not meant to get their needs met. And so then it goes into confusion and chaos and fighting and shootings and killings and arguments and court cases and courthouse and divorces. And it just goes off the deep end because it's a culmination. And who was it, Paul? Somebody in the New Testament said it's going to get worse and worse. Lovers of self. The narcissism is going to grow. Selfishness. Everything's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse because it's just a culmination. It's a culmination. It has to get worse because it started out bad and it's just going to keep getting worse. Unless people wake up to what's going on.